If you hear people saying that ukona maringo, ukona rochafu, kwanza ukona maringo, hey, you're on the right track. Endelea kuwa na maringo because guys, if you don't set boundaries, people are gonna step on you. People are gonna take advantage of you. Hey, 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 welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! Welcome to this amazing episode. My name is Awino Awiti, the host of this amazing podcast. This is episode 97. My God, episode 97. Music to my ears. Music to my ears. Three episodes. Three episodes. This is where the commentator is saying, okay, Awiti is almost at the finish line. Yeah, three more episodes to go. We're almost there. So I'm super excited. We're almost at the 100th episode. So keep sending your questions. Check out my Instagram. Even if you can DM me on WhatsApp, on my IG, on my email, if you have my email, anywhere on TikTok, anywhere, you can just DM me, send me your questions, and I'll answer all your burning questions on the 100th episode. So super happy and excited for that. Shout out to the comments I got from the previous episode, the two other previous episodes, movies that changed my life. People are like, oh, I love this content, I love that list. It was like a very not me content, like not my usual content. So people are like, okay, I love this topic, I love the feedback people are giving me, and they are like, I'm gonna watch this movie, I'm gonna watch Outer Banks. You've just given me the go-to to watch Outer Banks. You've given me the go-to to watch Nikita, to watch DVD. So shout out to that. I love that. Anyway, what's up? Remember to rate this podcast if you like it after listening to it. Share with it widely. And you can listen to my podcast now. My podcast is now available on Ayono FM. So I'm gonna leave the link here. Listen to my podcast. I'm sending you guys to Ayono FM because Ayono FM is sponsoring my podcast for 1 year. They're running ads on my podcast. So this is my first podcast sponsorship, guys, which is so amazing, and I'm super happy about it. So support me, guys. Listen to my podcast on Ayono FM. Run those ads. Listen to those ads so that your girl can get some money. Ninunue nguo za Christmas. Nipate za cabbage, jamani. Sindio? Anyway, welcome to this episode. Today we're talking about boundaries. Boundaries, bro. Hey, shout, let me shout on your ear. Boundaries, I need someone to shout for me. Have boundaries, Awiti, have boundaries, bro. Because tell me why. I've learned the brutal way this year about having boundaries. Like, I've learned the brutal way. Nimepigwa character development because I lacked boundaries. And I was like, yo, it's time for me to have boundaries. It's time for me to set boundaries, because I'm like, people are stepping on my toes. People are taking advantage of my good heart. People are taking advantage of that. People be stepping on my toes nowadays. I'm like, no, sis, we ain't doing that. We ain't about to be doing that shit. No. Let's set these boundaries. And I want to set them with you and I'll teach you guys. Let's set these boundaries. So I'm recording this episode. This is like, I'm also advising myself because it's something that I've not actually been doing a lot. So people have been stepping on my toes. People have been getting on my nerves. So yeah, it's time for us to set the boundaries. So do you have boundaries? Let's begin. Let's start there. You who's listening, dear listener, do you have boundaries? Ask yourself that. If you don't, ask yourself why you don't have boundaries. And it's time for you, especially the girlies, us girlies. But this just applies to everyone. But this is my POV from me as a girlie. I've not been having boundaries. And it's time for me to be a strict babe. It's time for me to be a strict babe. And you as a dude, it's time for you to be a strict dude. I've learned that having boundaries, being a strict babe, saves you from a lot of rubbish, a lot of bullshit, a lot of BS, a lot of nonsense, a lot of foolishness, it saves you from a lot of crap. People will call you, you're selfish, uko na rochafu ati uko na maringo squeeze na uko na maringo squeeze kwanza ukiambiwa ati uko na maringo squeeze just know you're on the right track. Do not let them do not let them waku feel u feel bad. Do not let them get to you. If you hear people saying that uko na maringo, uko na rochafu, kwanza uko na maringo, hey, you're on the right track. Endelea kuwa na maringo, because guys, if you don't set boundaries, people are gonna step on you. People are gonna take advantage of you. People are gonna use you. I learned that the brutal way this year. Even in fact, recently, people character development. I was like, yo, this is me, unspoken. A whole unspoken me. Hey, mtu ananiambia hivi, mtu ananipigia, anani treat hivi mimi. It's time for me to set boundaries. So, what have I learned? I did my research about setting boundaries, because I'm like, no, ain't no way I'm going to 2025 without boundaries. Cause no. I'm not about to entertain that bullshit. Ain't no way I'm going to 2025 without boundaries. So invest in those boundaries. Know your boundaries. Because I don't, as an individual, of course, we all have different boundaries. Of course, I have my boundaries. You is listening, have your own boundaries. So think about that. So I'm not going to give you like, this is the type of boundaries you should have. I'm just going to give you the pathway on how you should set your boundaries, on how also it helps you, the benefits and the pathway. I'm not going to tell you like, okay, so because we all have different boundaries. So even me, I have like different boundaries. So just invest in those boundaries. Look at how your life is and they're like, okay, here now, I need to set boundaries. Penye imefikia? I need to set boundaries. Don't be a people pleaser. Don't be a people pleaser for a second. Hey. Kwanza watuona boundaries. You all are people pleasers. We are all people pleasers. If you don't have boundaries, you're a people pleaser. And being a people pleaser will not make people like you more. Being a people pleaser will not make people like you more. You think that you wanna please these people so that now Atisa they will like you more. It won't. They will just take advantage of you. They will use you for what you have, for who you are. Very, very, very painful, very harsh. So invest on those boundaries. Don't be a people pleaser. There are rules. Set rules in your life. Like, if you want to come to my life, if you want to access my life, if you want to be part of my life, there are rules. There are rules. So you either get in line or fuck off. Yeah, there are rules. Just call me, I'm a bad person. Ati, I'm selfish. Ati, call me harsh. But call me strict. But that's just the conditions. There are terms and conditions. Set terms and conditions, basically. So having boundaries is basically setting terms and conditions for people you have in your life, or people want to enter your life. Just have terms and conditions, bro. It's either this or you're out, bruv. It's either you do this or goodbye. So yeah, have that. Invest in boundaries. Put yourself first. Let people know that you don't entertain nonsense. Let people know that nonsense will not fly in your life. Like, you don't entertain bullshit. Let people know that. Don't be agreeable. You just agree because you want people to like you. Don't get people to like you. Don't be... See, your sole mission on this earth is to make people to like you. Are you... No, don't even do that. Even if... we don't even like our president. Ruto, who even likes our president? No one likes that guy. But he's doing his job. Yeah, kozake and like fanya job yake. So don't be agreeable. Don't get people to like you. It makes it easier for people to exploit you. Yeah, it does. I have like a horrifying incident about me. Like that incident happened to me 2 weeks ago. That really instigated, like really motivated me to record this episode about boundaries. And I'm not going to even talk to you about it because you have embarrassed. It's embarrassing. I'm so embarrassed. I'm like, me. So that thing, like it really, I was so embarrassed. And it was like so bad. And I was like, okay, no, this can't happen anymore. I have to set boundaries. So have that mentality that no one is coming to save you. Understand that no one is coming to save you. No one is coming to fight for you. Fight for yourself. Fight for your space. Put yourself first. Be strict. Have boundaries and conditions. Like, it's so peaceful to have boundaries. I've realized that even for the past 2 weeks I've been developing now, I've set up a few boundaries and I've been in the house, like, apart from going somewhere, work, anything, I've just been in the house because I set boundaries. Because someone is calling me out and like, okay... So how am I even, like, I don't feel like going out. Like, yo, you don't qualify. You don't qualify to be seen with me like that, to be with me like that. So I'm like, I'm not gonna come out. I'm not gonna go out. So having boundaries is so peaceful, but it will also make you, I think, lose a lot of friends. That's when you now know if this is your real friend, or they'll just be, or they're just with you because of what you have, or because of who you are, because of how they can exploit and take advantage of that. So you'll really know. It's no longer about a democracy. It's dictatorship. That's the bitter truth. It's no longer about a democracy. It's a dictatorship. That's when you know that, okay, this is now my real friend. Okay, this is not my real friend. So be a strict babe today. Be strict. Acha watu waseme uko na maringo, unaringa. At USG, unaringa, uko na maringo. When you are selfish, you don't have many friends. USG, harsh. Let people say that. But, you know, you've set boundaries. If you don't do what I want, if you don't cut, if you like, I don't, nonsense will not fly. I don't entertain bullshit. I don't entertain nonsense. That's when I think you will live a quality life. Yeah. You will have people who deserve to be in your life. You live a quality life. You'll get what you deserve, not people who take advantage of you. And make use of the block button. That's part of boundaries, setting boundaries. Hey, nah, let me tell you, I've blocked a lot of people. Like the people I started even talking to them at the beginning of the year in January. 3/4 of them, I don't talk to them now. I block you. Better nowadays, me, if we don't have anything important to say to each other, I just block you. Like, akuna cha story ati status view angu ya nini. I just block you. There's no, akuna story mabapo. Nowadays, I block people. That's why there's a block button on every app. Use that button. Block people. If this person is talking to you rudely, you can't entertain what they're saying. You can't entertain bullshit. And I've blocked people. Hey, let me tell you. I've blocked, like, this nigga, and after this nigga who felt like he had the privilege of talking to me the way you want, I blocked his ass. So I use that. Block people who are taking advantage of you, people who don't respect your boundaries. Block them. Take back, take control. Like, having boundaries, like, you're taking control of your life. You're controlling who has access to you. You're controlling who gets to speak to you. Like, it's so nice. Like, it's so powerful. Like, you feel like you're controlling. You have control of your life. You feel so successful. You feel so powerful. You feel like you have the power. And I like it. So set these boundaries and stick to them. Stick to them, girl. Sometimes, of course, you have boundaries and then someone comes along and they just weave their way in your place, in your heart, in your life. And then you're like, what happens to your boundary? What happens to your boundaries? What happens? So set these boundaries and be sure to stick to them. Because, yeah, in 2025, we are going to 2025 with boundaries, because we can't survive another year without boundaries. I've learned that the brutal way, the hardest way, because people are gonna take advantage of you. Let me tell you, even if it's your friends, your closest friends, your family. Let's talk about that for a minute. Family. Hey, even family needs boundaries, man. Family needs boundaries. They'll take advantage of you. If you don't set boundaries, they will really, really take advantage of you. Kila siku utakuwa unapigwa, hey, nitumie, niko sina nini, nitumie, utakuwa sasa weni bank. Hey, so set boundaries. Even when it comes to family, you need to set boundaries. If it comes to your friends, you need to set boundaries. Come to your workmates. Workmates, you need to have boundaries when it comes to your workmates. Relationship, definitely, you need boundaries. So, yeah, think about that. Set your boundaries and stick to them. Because me, I'm like, yo, there are things now I can't entertain in my life. I'm like, I'm a superstar. Can't you see me? Yeah. Like, you're honored that I'm speaking to you. Yeah. So set boundaries. I'm that important. I'm important to me. I'm important to my life. So who the heck do you think you are? You don't just get to talk to me the way you want. You don't get to treat me the way you want. Have some little respect. If there are rules now. If you don't follow the rules, if you can't get in line, fuck off. Yeah. So that was just a short episode of reminding myself and you guys that we need to set boundaries in our life. Because, yo, boundaries are like rules. Remember when we were in high school, when you're in even university, those institutions, they have rules. Because those are like boundaries, like you can't do this, you can't do this. So like I think boundaries, yeah, boundaries are like rules, it's safe to say that. So have those. If in school we had rules, so what about your life? Your life, like it's your life. Your life deserves to have rules. It deserves to have boundaries, things that you can't go against. Exactly. So it's very, very important to have boundaries. That's a simple reminder that I myself needed to remind myself about. So yeah, I hope you've learned something about creating boundaries, and I hope you set your boundaries. I hope you do, because don't let people step on you. Do not let people take advantage of you, use you. Don't let them do that. So yeah, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Remember to rate it if you like it. Check out my YouTube and Unspoken Podcast KE. Vlogs are coming back to back. Check out my YouTube. Let's get to 500 subscribers. And then listen to my podcast on ayono.fm. My first podcast sponsorship. Support me there. Listen to the ads. Let me get my money. And then send your questions for the 100th episode. I'm going to answer. I'm really looking forward to the 100th episode. I'm gonna get dolled up for that episode, guys. So you better tune in and send your questions. There's a budget, yani. nimetenga mikakati. Nimetenga pesa, yani, for the 100th episode. So you better check it out. So you better send your questions and let's do it. The countdown. I'm doing a countdown on my IG. Yeah. So we are at, I don't know, 14 days, something, to the 100th episode. So send in your questions. I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, I'm going to have to love and leave you guys. I have another episode to record immediately after this. So it's a marathon today. I'm just here with my water bottle, just drinking water, because, yeah, it ain't easy. So I hope you enjoy this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you guys. Remember to be safe and set those boundaries. Okay.